and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
Richie, washing his hands of the whole thing.
I'm clean, clean, clean.
Clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program. Heather has had some problems with her neck and her head.
Yes.
And well, we've known that for a long time.
There was problems with her head.
This is a good thing when you find out what's wrong and then you don't worry about the worst case scenario because you actually... This is what's wrong with
Well, you went to the doctor medical. Yesterday, correct?
The worst, I did. Case I went to the neurosurgeon yesterday.
Yeah. And so you found out that you did the same thing to your neck that I did to mine and many other people. What was it? When you were 3, 4, what happened to you?
No, I was like 13.
13.
I was on the back of a moped going down a hill, and it didn't have brakes, and we hit a car, and I flew over it and went about 20 feet down the hill.
You're wondering now what's wrong with your... What is the matter with you? All right, if you'd have told me
with
that
no
story...
no helmet or
I would have,
anything,
I would have told you immediately that was it. So now you got to find somebody like Jack Stockwell.
But you go for years without thinking about that incident.
You
and then all of a sudden somebody looks at you and says, wow,
You're a
what's
mess.
Going on here?
Speaking of going years and not really realizing what's going on, as we kind of regurgitate, rehash, revisit September 11th, yesterday we spent a good deal of time on it. A lot of people did during the course of the day. It's frustrating in a sense. Although I understand the feelings behind people in New York, Roberta, who want to continue to focus on the blame. New York Times yesterday had what do we call those things? A special investigative report uncovering that the Bush administration was repeatedly warned in the months leading up to the attack that something was going to happen. And then you have all those people say, yep, they created it, they wanted it, and now all of their pals in the military-industrial complex got rich, yada, yada, yada. There's a side of me that gets so tired of listening to that stuff. But then the other side of it is, if we don't rehash these conversations like that, then we repeat the same mistakes over and over again. But we still keep, even though we kind of know what the real story was going into Iraq, we still fall for this stuff. And I guess I wonder if there are lessons learned in general. Is this just part of the human condition? Are we all like that? Do you keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again in your life? Whether it's relationships, whether it's going to a bad job, whatever, we tend to, as part of the human foible, to repeat the same things, or we stay with people that we ought not to be with. It's poisonous, it's awful, but yet it's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
A good shrink would tell you it's all about familiarity. We don't like change. We know what we have. I just wonder sometimes why it is, and I would say this maybe rhetorically or maybe just asking you to do some of the work on this, why would you stay in a situation that was toxic for you? Mm-hmm. Again, work environment, home environment, even doing things. I remember as a kid, I did things with other boys because I thought I was supposed to, and I just so disliked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought my father...
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure and parental pressure to do this, that, or the other thing. And I think that's what we go along to get along. And I just think it's worth a moment or two to think that stuff through. Again, whether it's the personal level or you go all the way up to all these people in Congress who voted, let's go to war against Iraq, when in their gut, in their heart, they knew it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they still, the president said it was this and that, and Colin Powell, who's one of the most respected people on the planet, fell for it, went along with it, until he just realized it was plain wrong. Look at all the people that voted for it. Obama voted for it, Mrs. Clinton voted for it, all these people that say now, and both sides too, by the way. The Republicans that are honest will tell you it was ridiculous.
What is it? I voted for it before I voted against it.
Well, no. Here's what it is. I voted. This is what they all say. I voted for it, but I didn't read the bill. We'll pass it now, read the bill afterwards, and then we'll figure
out. It's the size of a phone book.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you there for? That's the way you judge.
What's the classic Pelosi line?
Yeah.
Well, we have to vote on the bill before we can read it and tell you what's in it.
Yeah. Well, fix it afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the Patriot Act. Anyway, food for thought. The, as long as we're on to New York, Roberta, your absence for a while put into my mind something that was so typically New York, and I had to come back to it because it is just so perfect for you. The signs in New York that have been put up by this fellow who started a movement to respect rats. Now there are rat... Richie and I were talking about this. Was it last week, Richie?
Yeah.
76th Street Block Association. Now, you're on 29th Street. Okay, so up about 50 blocks from you, there are new signs as of last Wednesday, fake traffic crossing signs for the rats. They are diamond-shaped plastic signs, feature the word RAT, X-I-N-G, on them with a big black rat at the center. Apparently, this fellow is trying to be a little bit flippant because there's such a problem there with rats. So I'm wondering where you are. There are a lot of restaurants around. Is it just everywhere in New York there are rats? Remember,
of course there
September
are.
11th. This is the untold goodness. Story about September 11th. How many rats were found? They had sharpshooters that were, their job was every moment of daylight and every moment of darkness, but they had the lights on. There were four or five guys who were sitting around the excavation when they were trying to clean up the mess. Mm-hmm. All they did for 8 hours a day for weeks and weeks and weeks was shoot rats.
Oh. Well, you know the reason why. Because the rats were feeding off the remains of some of the victims.
There. Yeah, right. That's pretty disgusting.
But that's why they were shooting the rats. Because it was like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
But people, somebody's hand.
That was one of the reasons that they kept people so far away. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than they didn't want people just gawking. But they kept them away because they had these, I don't know if they're sharpshooters, how sharp do you have to shoot? See a rat, you shoot it.
Well, they move pretty fast.
They're fast and they're short.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that line from the John Wayne movie, True
Grit?
There
we go again,
But rats...
Wait a minute, Roberta, hold on just a second. What do you mean by that comment?
Every time we mention the word rat.
Well, because it's a good line. And people think of it. I mean, you're in your disgust and your disdain for my memory.
You want to go ahead and repeat the line for it? Because I know you're
not. No, I'm not going to now.
You can't serve favors on a rat, baby sister. You got to kill him or let him be.
That's the line.
Well, think about the miles and miles and miles of underground tunnels in New York.
Heather, in about six, put this down in your calendar, in about 8 weeks, just somehow
cue that up again.
Mention the word rat. And watch and see if he doesn't go there.
3 or 4 months from now.
Watch and see if he just doesn't go. Remember that John Wayne line?
You can't serve favors on a rat, baby sister. You got to kill him or let him be.
I think we all should just walk around New York in like old Western.
Right.
Guard. The six-shooter on your shooter on our hip.
We have that already.
And we should just all walk down the streets of New York going.
You can't serve favors on a rat, baby sister. You got to kill him or let him be.
Baby sister.
You ever tell you about a time I killed a rat with my bare hands? Well, with one hand
and you feed it to your
knife.
Snake.
Gosh! No, actually, it was a big rat. It was going for me because it was protecting two pregnant females. And I had kind of disturbed the nest area, and it was going for me. And they go for your face. They look you straight in the eye. And they have a look on their face that is terrifying.
Well, how tall was the rat? I mean,
the rat had to be about a foot long.
You know what? I used to be the champion kickball player of Olney, Maryland. I'd kick that thing across the block.
Well, what I did is I took a frying pan, and first I smacked it and dumped it into the sink.
Oh, okay.
Then I got a butcher knife.
Wait,
held it down in the sink, and I turned on the water trying to drown it. And do you know, it took my entire body weight to hold that rat underwater. That's how strong it was. It was amazing.
Wait a minute. You said you disturbed its nest?
Yeah.
All right, I started this, actually.
Wait a minute.
And we're in your kitchen.
The nest was in your kitchen?
Well, what had happened is we had shut down the restaurant for a month, and they had gone into the garbage can, and they had made a nest in the garbage can in the kitchen. So when I went up there to, you know, get the place open.
When you say rat's nest, sink, and frying pan, they just don't all go together.
Wait a minute. So it was the upstairs
prep
kitchen.
You'll notice I checked out of this conversation.
But what amazed me is that it took my full body weight to hold this rat underwater.
Yeah, and you know what she said to that rat?
Your cancer favors a rat, baby sister. You got to kill him or let him be.
Yeah, so she killed him.
And that's mortally wounded with a butcher knife, you know, holding him down.
This was supposed to be like a 30 or 40 second bit, folks. And we're now into our fourth.
And I remember my husband came upstairs, you know, he heard the commotion, and he just stood there like motionless, stunned. He couldn't do anything. It's like,
what did the rat say?
I'm the one holding the rat down, and you're just standing there, you know? Excuse me. Do something.
Story of our lives.
You remember the old...
By Roberta Bassett.
And I'm not sure whether this is true or not, but I heard the story years ago, and I'll never forget it. The people who found the stray dog that wandered up to them at an outside restaurant in Baltimore, and they started feeding it, and, you know, cute little scruffy dog, so they take him home, and he stays there for a few weeks. They take him to the vet to have him checked out and make sure he's got all of his shots, and the vet's like, wait a minute. This isn't a dog. This is a 22-pound rat.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. No.
Can you imagine that? Come on, Fluffy. Jump in the bed. You want to sleep with me and Daddy?
No.
I'm now sure.
Those
I'm glad.
Two big teeth in front they're all about, and that tail. Awfully long tail you have, Fluffy.
Okay.
I guess they eat Purina.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Come on, boy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free. Ends 11-10-12. Staples.
More.
That was easy.
More New Yorker stuff coming up in the next half hour.
Hey, yo!
New Yorker!
Hey, yo!
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Midnight at the Oasis. Sing your camel to bed.
I love hearing this mid-70s kind of bubblegum pop.
1976 was when Maria Muldaur first became known. Her real name, Maria D'Amato. I think her maiden name was Muldaur, and then she married somebody named Junior D'Amato. Remember him?
Junior D'Amato?
Junior the Chin D'Amato?
D'Amato.
Right. Anyway, Midnight at the Oasis. She also did a version of I Am Woman that did pretty well. Born in the state 1943, so she's 69 today. And again, pretty much everybody, when I said her name, Richie didn't know who it was, and then heard the song. Oh, yeah.
Makes you want to say, like, hey, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
All right, next up on the birthday list is Tony Stevens, who is the bass player for Foghat.
Hogfat.
Hogfat.
Yeah.
Really? Yep. They didn't get easy. Actually, I'm not a big fan of this group, but I've always kind of liked this song.
Yeah, you know what? They're one of those mid-level groups where you kind of, they were there, but
yeah.
I'm not sure they actually had a fan club.
All right, so we got that taken care of. Miss Stevens is 63 today. Jerry Beckley.
Buckley.
Beckley.
Buckley.
Beckley.
Okay.
Want to check it out? Find out if I'm right or you're right.
Okay.
See if it's Beckley or Buckley. One, whoever he is, he won a Grammy Award for writing this song for the group America, of which he was a part. Born in the state 1952, a horse with no name, sister golden hair, tin man, Ventura Highway, lonely people, you can do magic. Come
See,
on.
I told you, Beckley.
Beckley, yeah, I know. It's okay. I have a right to be right once in a while.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Next up on our list is Neil Peart.
Yes.
Or is it Neil Pearl, Richie? You want to check this out?
This one I know is Peart.
Okay. He's the drummer for Rush.
They were just here in Washington. I missed them.
Rush. I wonder if Limbaugh sues them for using his name.
You know, they were around well before he was popular. But they're a very interesting band. You would actually like them.
Yeah.
Because they are like this serious libertarian, almost anarchist.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All of their songs.
Oh, perfect. Next up is singer Ben Folds. Never heard this song in my life.
Really? I have.
Yep. Only thing I know about Brick is that song Brick House. Which is
my theme song.
Lionel Richie.
Perfect. All right, let's keep moving here. Jennifer Nettles
let's
with Sugarland. Jennifer, were she to be here, would be excited to hear this. Miss Nettles is 38 today. Benjamin McKenzie, man on Southland, we care about that now. Reuben Studdard, oh, got a couple of American Idol
right.
having a birthday today. Studdard and Jennifer Hudson, both. Jennifer's 31 today. Studdard's 34. I saw something, was it yesterday, as I was
looking around
some of the gossip stuff, that she was upset. Some New York newspaper called her fat.
Oh, and that's, I mean, that's been a huge thing. I mean, she
looks great.
She's
done
a
lot of work on that.
She
lost
amazing.
A lot of weight, 30, 40 pounds.
And such an inspiration to many.
Yeah.
She said also in an interview she forgave whoever it was that killed the members of her family. Yeah. All right. So what are we, speaking of gossip, Kristen Stewart apparently now has her eyes on James Franco. This is so foolish, all this stuff. This guy Pattinson needs to just head out of town and realize that she is someone who just wants to move around. She's too young. They're both too young to get serious. And so just move on, Mr. Pattinson. I appreciate your situation, but move on, pal.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Do you have sensitive, itchy skin and need a fresh-smelling laundry detergent without harsh irritants and chemicals? Or do you use detergent that is safe for sensitive skin but wish it had a scent? Now there's something that can help you feel the difference. Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent delivers a deep clean and is designed to be gentle on the skin but still smells great, so you don't have to sacrifice scent for sensitivity. Dermatologist Elizabeth Hale.
Unwanted chemicals in household products can cause redness, itchiness, and discomfort to all skin types, especially sensitive skin. I recommend hypoallergenic and dye-free products so skin feels healthy and comfortable, like Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It has a fresh-scented formula clinically proven to be gentle on skin.
The hypoallergenic formula in Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent is proven to be gentle on the skin for clean clothes and a fresh scent without irritation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
You keep telling me to listen to this, so I'm giving you a moment to listen. You're so inconsistent. Good God. Listen, play it up. Crank it up, Richie.
That's another band. You know, we talked about Foghat a few minutes ago. The Kinks are on a upper level, but I never really appreciated them. They're actually a pretty good band.
Yeah, I was a Kinks fan, like 80s.
Is he vacuuming?
No,
he's dusting.
He's dusting.
Yes, he's dusting. He's a feather duster.
A heather duster?
A feather duster.
I know he's distracted. I'm just trying to figure out by what. I don't hear the vacuum cleaner, so...
I'm distracted because my children left, and after having been here for...
Did they just walk out?
They walked out a little while ago.
Okay.
But it's, it's the first time, actually, in seven, Megan, I think, said, we have 7 years since the two of them have been here together.
Wow.
They come,
that's
one
awesome.
Of them comes, and the other one comes, but the two of them have been here for a week, visiting their friends and just sort of getting the lay of the land on the farm. And it's a, you know, it's a, the emotion, there's tons of emotion anyway. I tend to be an emotional sort when it comes to children and people that I love. I even get emotional about you sometimes, Richie, strange as it may seem.
Oh, I know when you get emotional, though.
Which emotion is it, though?
Yeah. I didn't specify what emotion it was.
Anger is...
Heather Bachman is here, Rich McFadden, Jennifer is not here, Roberta is, and so is our pal, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known, certified Nuka chiropractor. All right, Jack, in the spotlight, you and Heather. Heather's going to tell you all about her experience yesterday with the doctor who discovered that her problem, I don't know if we've talked about her problem with you, but it's a problem that I've had. You've seen people who are my friends that I send to you who have neck problems. We have the reason these people are successful, that is the people that are doing what Jack is doing, specializing in treating the neck as a chiropractor. That's what the NUCA specialty is all about. It is amazing how many of us walk around either forgetting or not knowing about the trauma that we have had as young people. So Heather's been complaining about her head and horrible, excruciating headaches. Since I've known her, which was, late winter or spring? I don't remember when you first showed up here. At any rate, she tells me what she told the doctor yesterday. If she'd have told me this the first time we had the conversation, I would have sent her to you or to somebody like you. She's on a moped, and the moped crashes into a car when she's 13. She goes flying over the hood of the car.
Like
and
20 feet down.
Oh, what is the matter with you, woman?
On my back. No.
Would you not have said that first?
But when
I didn't think about it.
Jack, how many times has this happened where people get into an incident and then years later start to see
talking 30 years later,
right?
Oh, all the time.
And they don't
all the time.
They don't attach the pain that they have now to this incident years ago.
Well, no one's ever suggested that possibility. You know, you could have two people sitting at a stoplight in the front seat of a car. They get rear-ended at 40 miles an hour. One of them starts having migraines for the first time in their life.
Where's my lawyer? I need my lawyer.
The other one gets symptoms of multiple sclerosis 25 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the same accident. The body is very resilient. It can put up with an awful lot of abuse. It can put up with an awful lot compensation against the forces of gravity. But eventually the system breaks down. And it breaks down far enough, you start getting some nerve root compression.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting other kinds of neurological interference problems going on. And the body's constantly trying to compensate for this three-dimensional gravitational field we live in.
So
the worst stressor, let me finish this thought.
Okay.
The worst stressor. Hey, I'm an 18-year talk show host. So. The worst stressor any of us will face in our lives is not marriage. It's not teenagers. It's gravity. And unless you get up there on the International Space Station, you're going to have to suffer the effects of that breaking down of the structure that could easily have been initiated by flying 20 feet down the hillside after a moped accident.
I was first.
No, it's my turn.
I thought I was in the spotlight. Right.
Well,
everybody put their hand up at once.
Jack, name the top five things that people come into you and they have no clue. Zero clue. Why they had the problem when it's really obvious, like Heather's situation.
Yeah, sciatica is number one. Suddenly they're just sitting there in the office, they're in a theater, they're driving the car, they're sitting at home at the breakfast table, and all of a sudden pain starts shooting from the cheek of their butt down one of their legs, down the back of the leg, down to their foot.
Yeah.
That's if I can have somebody three or four visits a week
apart.
But
I have to wait until I come back to you before I get
this
problem?
You have to wait. That's one of the easiest things in the world to fix. Mm. Number two, low back pain. And number three, headache migraine patterns.
Mm.
Those three things are what I constantly see all the time that suddenly just shows up. Now, I didn't do anything, Doc. I just bent over and picked a tissue paper up off the floor. And then all of a sudden they have a herniated disc. When the torquing, twisting aspects of that misalignment of the spine has been going on for years, and finally it can't take it any longer, and boom, suddenly you get some real nerve compression, muscle spasms are pulling on nerves, and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose. And you didn't have to fall backwards off of a tractor ladder for that to happen yesterday. It could have happened, as in Doug's case. I mean, I put Doug's x-rays on the internet. And it takes an entire life to see that much degeneration and disfigurement of the structures of the neck.
Whose neck is this? Small prize comes to you if you can figure it out.
Well, most people send in the answer saying a cadaver of 15 years. No, it's Doug Steffen's neck.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what is in this first chapter of this thing, as soon as, before you came on, Heather and Richie and I were talking about what the doctor said. We're going to have surgery. I looked at her. You are, what are you, nuts? No.
Surgery and drugs.
No, no, it isn't. You're crazy. No. You do
that's
that.
What I've been told yesterday. Well, right. Just to give you a little background
Start
on it.
Start looking for a new job, that's what you're going to do.
Neurosurgeon yesterday, after reviewing my MRI, which maybe we can get to you as well, he said there's, in the three of my cervical vertebrae, there's severe degeneration and fusion and compression on all three of the discs, and I had been getting these severe headaches, and
are you getting anything in the hands and the arms? Numbness, tingling, and dropping stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. How'd you know? Anyway, all of that.
Hello, this is his field.
Oh, my gosh. And so, anyway.
And you're sitting here with me for months, and you didn't ever bring this up? What is the matter with you?
Well, so anyway.
Stupid.
And Heather, what I need, I don't need to see the MRIs. I need to see the radiologist's report. And by the time the show's over, I will send to Doug my fax number. You need to call the imaging facility that did the MRI and have them fax to me a copy of the radiologist's report.
Okay.
And then I can tell in about 60 seconds if I can help you.
Well, what he has told me so far is that I need to go. I have to be fitted. The place was closed last night, but I have to be fitted for a cervical collar to wear that during the day. Physical therapy twice a week.
Is that kind of like one of those cones that they make a dog wear?
Yeah, exactly.
I got an extra one here for Charlotte. You can use that.
And pain meds to be able to sleep at night, and some test, which I can't remember what he said it's called, but a nerve test to see where the
Where's Roberta? Nerve is being always passes that nerve test. She always gets 100 on that.
New York.
Doug, put her on a plane and send her out here for a week, Doug.
Okay. Good for you, Jack. Congratulations. All right, so we figure, hey, there must be some Nooka person around here that you can see.
The closest board certified I know of is in Rochester, New York, but there are some people in the area who claim to do this kind of stuff.
Right.
So how many people are walking around there right now, just like Heather, with migraine headaches?
Tons.
Yeah, I mean,
let me
amazing.
Put it this way: I never
and they do it with treat it with drugs and all kinds of stuff to get into the root of the problem.
Sure. See, and the degeneration in the neck and the degeneration of the discs, and there may even be some stenosis starting to show up in some of the foramina or in the canal.
That's the other thing
I told her.
He said is he explained it that if your neck, you know, your cervical spine is a straight thing with your head sitting on top, mine is curving backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's pretty common. That's not all that unusual. But here's the key thing to remember. That is not the problem. What shows up in the MRI is not the problem. It's the symptom of the problem that's been going on probably since the crash. In other words, there is a torquing force because of the imbalance between the head and neck that has caused the changes to the structures of the bone and the twisting, torquing of the disc space that literally is tearing the discs up, which is why the disc space continues to decrease. And the vertebrae get closer together, you know, starting to cause nerve compression.
What a great visual. This is great radio stuff because you use your imagination, visualize what Heather's neck looks like or what you think yours looks like. And we also can visualize, having seen many movies or whatever, people who crash into something, in this circumstance, a bike or a moped, go flying up over the top. As you were saying that, I'm remembering going down the hill on Nixon Road over here when I was a kid. I went up and back to the farm two or three times a day on my bike, and I lost the brakes, went up over the stone wall and rolled over four or five
there
times.
There you go.
And I was probably 13, 14 at that time, same thing. So that in addition to what happened at the age of three, and again, more about you, the actual event is something that we all go through. You've fallen off of a bicycle, you've hit your head on the pool side. Whatever you've done in the normal course of growing up or living is going to have an impact on you. And to not suspect that as the cause for this kind of trauma is just silly.
Well, you know,
you need to be thinking about your history. Yeah, go
well,
ahead.
That's true. And usually when I consult with a new patient, and I'll see three to four new ones every day, when I consult with a new patient, and I'll bring this up to them. I'll say, well, this goes back to somewhere along the line where you kind of got whacked by something. And no, I've never had an accident. When you start talking accidents, people think of, bloody wrecks in the middle of an intersection or fractured bones or closed head injuries. But then they remember that one time when they were 13 running through the kitchen and there was a wet spot on the kitchen floor and their feet went up in the air and they landed on their shoulders and their head. They had a headache for 2 days and everything was fine. And they went to the doctor and the doctor said everything's fine. And there was never another thought to it. And they completely forgot it till I'm sitting there going back through their accident history. And they said, you mean that 35 years ago is the reason why I can't? I have numbness in my right hand now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the reason, but you don't grow into numbness in your hand. Something happened somewhere, either yesterday or birth trauma, when you were 2 months premature or a C-section or vacuum assisted or something, because I never see anybody over the age of 10 years old who is not misaligned. Mm. Then you've got gymnastics, dance, you've got contact sports in high school, ATVs, horses, skiing, water and snow. There's the problems with ice, wet spots, someone just coming up and whacking you on the back. Congratulations on your new promotion. And you're just in that right position where that terribly unsupportive area at the very top of the neck between the first two vertebra of the neck, C1 and C2, there is no disc. That's why you can turn your head and look over your shoulders. If there was a disc there, you'd have to turn your entire body to turn the head like Christopher Reeve did when they finally had to fuse the top segments of his neck. That ability to turn your head and move the great range of motion that you have comes at a great cost. It's a very unstable joint. And sometimes just slipping in the bathtub, and trying to hold yourself up, the whiplash you give yourself, is enough to offset that balance.
Walking off of the curb. You do that.
Exactly.
I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I fall off a tractor.
So that's why I take my kids probably once every couple of months to the chiropractor, and they just take the little pneumatic thing and,
little bones. Right. All right, Jack, good information. Food for thought, certainly, for Heather and other people who are suffering from the same trauma, the same sort of tragic reality that takes place in many, if not most, of our lives. You have that physical trauma, and sometimes it leads to emotional trauma. It leads to all kinds of other things. This stuff, pain hurts. So, anyway, check out Jack's website. It's jackstockwell.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Is there a woman who inspires you in your community? An extraordinary mom, sister, friend, or colleague who shines? In addition to making a difference through their own achievements, these women often help others accomplish great things through mentorship or personal support. Yahoo Shine wants to help celebrate the women in your life who do extraordinary things every day and inspire others to do the same. Jennifer Romolini, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Shine.
We all know a woman who inspires us or touches our community in immeasurable ways, a woman who shines. She might be an activist or an entrepreneur or maybe a mom, teacher, public servant, athlete, or survivor. Now you can nominate these amazing women in your community. They'll have the chance to be nationally recognized for their accomplishments and entered to win a $10,000 grand prize.
Submit online nominations at womenwhoshine.yahoo.com through October 22nd. Then vote for a grand prize winner through October 29th. Winners will be revealed November 12th.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Failure is the key to success. Each mistake you make will teach you something. Think about that during your day.
Hallelujah, brother.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Capitan.
This is one of my favorite Latino, Hispanic, whatever songs. And by showing that, of course, I'm admitting magnanimity.
Texicali rock.
Yeah, that's good stuff. It goes back to Ritchie Valens from my era. 1957 is the first time this song was recorded and became an instant hit. When in that era, it was called Mex-Tec rock, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Tex-Mex.
Yeah, it was the Tex-Mex, whatever it is. It would be called Mex-Tex today because that would be appropriate or politically correct. Back then it was Tex-Mex. Anyway,
Cali rock.
This is Los Lobos from the movie La Bamba, which was the story of Ritchie Valens, in fact. Song hit number one and so did the movie during this week in 1987. It was on the 30th anniversary of this song being first recorded. When did they die? It was 59, Chuck. Wasn't it? Richie, you remember?
No.
Holly went down in 59 over Lubbock, Texas. That was 1959.
No, he was from Lubbock, Texas.
It was somewhere in Texas. Yeah, he was from Lubbock. Now,
you know what? One of my favorite TV shows, which is on TNT Southland, which I think is a great show.
February 3rd, 59.
Lou Diamond Phillips had a small role on that program last season.
That actually is, you're right. It's a pretty interesting, a little violent, but it's pretty
The Day the Music Died.
Yeah, Day the Music Died.
It's a terrific piece of television.
All right, we start with movie music as we get into movie moments here. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He'll have movie news for you in a moment. First, though, our contest today, which features the number one movie during this week in 1994. So you got to go back 18 years, see how good your memory is. This was a very provocative program. I'm sorry, it was about a program. In fact, I'm giving you a little hint. Very provocative movie about a very interesting reality in our country at the time. Here's the first clue.
That box is the biggest thing since Gutenberg invented the printing press. And I'm the biggest thing on it.
800-510-8255. Clue, to that, at least in that clip, is the box. What is the box? 800-5. You know what? Are you on it already, Chucker?
Yeah, no, I'm brainstorming it, but
let's
I don't know.
Go. Next clip.
How much do they pay instructors up at Columbia?
$86 a week.
Do you have any idea how much Bozo the Clown makes?
Well, we can't believe Bozo the Clown.
Don't know it.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Absolutely know it. Yep, 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 yep. Think about it in context. First clue is box. Yes. Secondly, pay for Bozo the Clown. All right, let's try the third clue and see what we come up with. Okay.
Well, I think I know.
Lead you to
finally,
water.
I was told to open my eyes and with a dazzling smile, give the answer and explode when Jack Barry says, that is right.
Yes.
Right. Got so it. You got to get it now. Right?
Yep.
Everybody got it?
Got it.
800-510-8255. More importantly, did you get it? Would you like to be king for a day? Was another show from that era, or Queen for a Day, actually. So here we go, 800-510-TALK, your chance to win a swell prize. If you've never won before, Movie Moments, help yourself to that number. While Chucker brings us up to date with some movie news, and I was going to ask you, actually, about the memorabilia from 007. Apparently, they're auctioning off Daniel Craig's Speedos.
Really?
And some other things. The 50th anniversary of the opening of the first Bond flick, Dr. No, is going to see a lot of this stuff from these various movies going
probably
up.
Do very well.
The proceeds going to a lot of charities, UNICEF, tickets for troops, that sort of thing. So the all this stuff, they've sold things in the past. The swimsuit, I was talking about Speedos, they're putting an $8,000 price tag on that, Chucker. So, anyway.
Wow.
I'm not in the market.
No, I know.
I think we all ought to get our Speedos out and try and sell them on eBay, see what they bring.
Oh, yeah. We'll be bringing $8,000.
Heather, how much would you pay for my Speedo?
I would pay you to keep it.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, one, give us a movie news story.
All right, so Lionsgate has just announced filming has begun on its sequel to The Hunger Games. It's titled Hunger Games Catching Fire. Jennifer Lawrence once again stars. It will be released November 23rd, 2013. And Martin Scorsese will executive produce a documentary on the life of film critic Roger Ebert. I think that's actually pretty cool.
That sounds boring as hell to me. Rich in the Keys, what's the name of the movie?
$4,000 question.
It was about that television show, but that wasn't the name of the movie. What's the name of the movie, John?
Quiz Show.
Quiz Show. About the $64,000 question, which was one of the most controversial TV shows early in the quiz era. Good job, Chucker. Good job.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.